Paul W. Smith taking a well-deserved day off. Rest of the gang is all here, and somebody who has become part of our gang, whether he wants to be in the gang or not, he just is. He's always there to help us out and give us the inside scoop on so many different stories, and he kindly joins us this morning as well. He is Jonathan Savage, Fox News correspondent and WJR contributor. Jonathan, first of all, good morning. You're in our gang. Thanks so much for joining us here on 760 WJR.
Good morning. Proud member of the gang, I have to say.
Outstanding. Hey, it sounds like things are going outstanding for Pope Francis as well after, what, his second surgery for an intestinal ailment in the last couple of years?
Mm-hmm. Yep, he's had a good night's rest, we're told, at Gemelli Hospital in Rome. That follows on from what we heard just after the three-hour operation, that he was alert, awake, and making jokes about how often he's had these surgeries. This operation was to remove scar tissue and repair a hernia in his abdominal wall. It involved a laparotomy, that's opening up the abdomen. So it is a very significant, if straightforward, procedure. And it is one that, at 86 years of age, it will take some recovery. From.
You know, Jonathan, I'm glad to hear you mention the H word, because as I was hearing a lot of people describe this yesterday, it sure sounded like a hernia to me. You know, when you hear terms like abdominal wall, and anybody who's been through it, I think probably did the same thing. A lot of people were strictly saying intestinal surgery, but boy, it sounded like a hernia. Now, there was more to it, but certainly a hernia was a part of this.
Yeah, hernia was a part of this, and this all seems to be connected to his previous surgeries. 2 years ago, he had 13 inches of his colon removed, and even before 2013, when he became Pope, we know he had operations in his abdomen in his native Argentina. All this can cause internal scarring, which can swell up, cause blockages, be connected to hernias, and lead to the kind of problems he's experienced in recent days.
Well, the good news is, of course, Jonathan Savage kindly joining us here on 760 WJR, Pope Francis had a good night. How long is he expected? I've heard some varying totals, Jonathan. What's the latest? I've heard a few days. I've heard 10 days. What's the very latest that you know of?
Yeah, we're told that the typical recovery time is about 6 weeks, but he's only expected to stay in hospital for maybe two more days. The Pope has cancelled engagements for the next 10 days, at least. They're going to have a sort of rolling brief on that and decide when he can actually go back to work. But he has a busy future schedule. He's got a very active agenda. He's going to travel to Portugal in early August for World Youth Day, and then at the end of the summer, he plans to go to Mongolia for 5 days as well. Canonical law, we should say, dictates that the Pope remained in charge of the Vatican and the entire Catholic Church even when he was unconscious under the knife.
The Pope is 86 years old now, Jonathan. A couple of surgeries. Obviously, he's been in a wheelchair. Has there been any talk about his overall health? Thank the good Lord, this went well, but are there concerns about his overall health?
Well, it is always a talking point, I think, in the Vatican and among people who watch the Vatican. I was in the Vatican earlier this year for the funeral of Pope Benedict, and it was notable that Pope Francis looked his age, 86 years of age. As you say, he uses a wheelchair and a walker sometimes. That's because he has knee ligament damage, some strains to his knee ligaments, which he could have surgery to repair, but he's trying to avoid that because he doesn't like having a general anesthetic. And of course, the older you are, the more possibility of complications from going under general anesthetic. But clearly, this operation could not be put off or the pain put up with.
Well, certainly thoughts and prayers are with the 86-year-old pontiff, and no question with that. Jonathan Savage kindly giving us the breakdown. Jonathan, while you have a minute, I know you're in the UK. What is the fallout in regards to Prince Harry and testifying? I've heard some crazy stuff. He thought people were trying to steal his DNA. What's the fallout from all that the last few days?
Yeah, it's been such an unusual situation, hasn't it? A senior royal testifying in court, giving evidence in court for the first time in 130 years, where he has really laid much of his private life and his private feelings even more open than he had done already in interviews and in his book. He has been essentially he's trying to change the system of the relationship between the royals and the UK media. He believes he was hounded and has been for years. It's damaged his past relationships. He desperately wants the hatred that he says is aimed at his wife Meghan to stop. So yes, it's been a fascinating experience. One slightly bizarre situation yesterday was when a protester was spotted outside shouting that he can help Prince Harry and that Prince Harry should leave his current lawyer. It turned out that protester was a member of a 1990s boy band called E17. The protester named Brian Harvey, who says that he's been investigating his own phone hacking for years too. So it has become a bit of a circus.
Oh my goodness gracious. Well, Jonathan Savage, I know you are on top of everything. Good news certainly with Pope Francis, and we hope it continues in that way, and just strange news out of the UK. I know you're a bit of a soccer fan as well. We got our eyes on Leo Messi heading to Miami, so we'll keep an eye on that as well, right?
Yeah, he should be a real boost to the MLS. Very exciting to see what he's going to do there.
No doubt about it. Jonathan Savage kindly joining us here. Jonathan, really appreciate the knowledge. Have yourself a fantastic morning.
You too. Take care.
All right. Jonathan Savage kindly joining us here on 760 WJR. You know, Ann, full disclosure, Ann said, why don't you ask Jonathan, since he's in the UK, about this Prince Harry story? And while we have a minute, have you been following any of that stuff? That Prince Harry literally claimed that somebody was trying to get a sample of his DNA to prove once and for all that Prince, well, see, there I go calling him Prince Charles. King Charles is not his father. This is just cuckoo stuff.
It is. It's tabloid stuff. He's testifying against the tabloids, but boy, some of the stuff that's coming out is just really odd.
Yeah, well, this is one of those things that some people say Meghan and Harry are getting exactly what they deserve because of their interest in trying to stay in the news, even though they're saying leave us alone and everything. I'm sorry, some of these intrusions, no. Trying to get into someone's phone, if these stories are correct of people trying to take his DNA, come on, nobody deserves that. It's intrusive and it's crazy talk. No other way to say that.